Now for the morning cruise. Tips from Buddha.
Nah, not those kind of tips. These kind of tips.
It spills back to Hocking. Tracks to the ground that time by Hocking. Hocking towards half forward. Gary Hocking front. Left foot snap, a beauty.
Footy tips with the morning cruise footy expert and Cats legend, Buddha Hocking.
There he is. Good morning, Buddha.
Good morning to you, Mark, and good morning to you, Millie. How's your morning been?
Yeah, it's good. It's a bit chilly, mate. How are things at your joint? Is it warm?
Yeah, a little bit chilly, a little bit cold down Belmont Way, but we'll be okay. The sun will be up soon.
Nice.
It's the first real wintry blast for footy this weekend. How do you get the players up and about on those cold days when it's been 25 for the last couple of months?
Well, all you do is get the deep heat and you just throw it all over them. They'll be very warm very soon.
Yikes
indeed. All right, we're up to round 8. Let's start with some AFL games and have a chat about a few things. First game tonight, Port Adelaide and the Bulldogs. Who do you like there, Buds?
Yeah, well, look, both teams are really under the pump here, Millie. English has been out for a while now. There's no Bont. So when you're selecting, think about no Bont. He's got a managed ankle. I just think that this game is just too big to lose. The Dogs are 3-4, so I would have just said, look, just reduce his game time a little bit. They're better with him than out him, without him. But look, Port are 2-5. They've won the last couple. The Saints kicked 1-14, so that allowed Port their second win. So one team with hopes and the other lose all hope, I think. So I'm going to tip Port Adelaide. Sorry, guys.
No, we're all tipping Port. Don't worry about it.
Oh, there you go.
Frio and North. This would be a good one for doing the fridge magnets, wouldn't it, Buddha?
This is your snooze fest. You know, I always bring out the old snooze fest. But, gee, just when you have an awesome win, Frio, against the Cats, the footy gods just go whack. Frio lose 6 of their sort of best role players, the glue guys, I call them. But very tough at home, though. And North are like a baby's backside at the moment. And Mark, you just can't trust them, so I'm going to go Frio.
Righto.
All right, let's have a chat about this wonderful game at a great venue, the MCG, on Saturday. Hilo and I have got a $5 scratchy riding on this. Richmond take on the Mighty Pies.
I will buy either of you a Tats Lotto ticket, depending on which team wins. So. Okay. We'll throw that in as well.
All right.
But the big ins, Mark, Cotchie and Dusty. How good is it to see the big Dusty back? Unless you're a Pies fan, of course, Mill. But look, the Pies have got a couple of players who open up the window at home during the week at influenza. So Adams, Dacos and Maynard, they're all a little bit under the weather. But they've been named. But Dusty's impact, Mark, as you would know, just being back and around the club, it's going to be a massive shot in the arm, a huge injection to all the Richmond boys there, and I'm going to tip the Tigers.
Right. Mm. Damien Hardwick, the coach, said a 50% Dusty is better than no Dusty. So he's on. And just very quickly too, former Geelong player Josh Caddy and double premiership player with the Tigers has retired mid-season. Just a great bloke to do that because he's now allowed a kid to come up through the ranks and take his spot because he's had chronic hamstring trouble. So to Josh Caddy, thank you for so many years' great service.
Beautiful.
Yeah, well done, Josh.
Sydney and Gold Coast.
I'll go Sydney.
We are doing our tipping for the AFL for Round 8 and ex-Cats legend Buddha Hocking is on the phone for us this morning. All right, Buds, let's continue on at Marvel on the weekend. Essendon v Hawthorn. Who do you like there?
Yeah, thanks, Mel. I like the Hawks. Yes, Essendon are really struggling at the moment. There's a lot being said about them, but the Hawks are just going along nicely. I'm going to select the Hawks.
Beautiful. Brisbane West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, this is all one way, I think, here, all one way traffic. I think the Lions will win, but West Coast are just in so much pain. Their coach has got COVID. They've only got 22 players to select from, Mark.
Oh,
so
correct.
What they're doing is they've got like a B list. From all the waffle sort of clubs. They're getting all those players to come in. And I think you might have seen a few weeks ago, they had like 14 guys who received jumpers out on the ground. Oh, like they hadn't even met the coach before the players and tried to come together against North Melbourne for their first win. So this is the same sort of thing. West Coast just been struck down and their coach is out, so I'll tip the Lions.
All righty. Sunday, May 8, Mother's Day at the MCG. A great game to watch. I reckon Melbourne versus St Kilda.
Happy Mother's Day to all those mothers, and particularly mine. But look, the Saints can't win, Millie, if they can't kick goals. Like I said just before, they kick one goal, 14 in the second half, to allow Port to win. So they're going to do that. Melbourne going to win by at least 200 points. It's a top four clash, though. Both these teams are in the four. It is going to be exciting for a little while until Melbourne change gears, and they're extremely good at that, tipping the D's.
Righto, Carlton and the Crows.
Same thing here, Mark. The Crows, Matthew Nix, has got COVID and won't be coaching. So Monty Burns' son, Scott, he'll take over. He is the sixth assistant and... Sorry, he's the seventh assistant, and the last six assistants to take over are 6-0 in the win-loss. So it's all favouring the guys who take over. So, look, Carlton just need consistency from Carlton. They've been a little bit up and down, win-loss. So I'll tip the Blues, though, to beat the Crows.
All right, let's go back, as we always do, the very last game we talk about in the round, Cats and the Giants on Saturday. Let's talk Cats. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's probably the biggest game for the year for the Cats up there and away. Selwood out, corked leg. Dangerfield is back in after his corked calf. So those corkies can be really nasty injuries. But Dangerfield will be probably three quarters fitness, I would suggest. But it is a poor out, but a good in. The other couple in, Millie, are Evans and Narkle, and Cooper Stevens, who was picked 16 in 2019. He gets an opportunity now. He's a good-sized midfielder, and he works hard around the contest, so he'll probably come in for Selwood and probably play a little bit of that role. You've got to be careful of the Giants. They got the orange tsunami going last week, the Giants. So when they get on that charge, Mark, I think you've seen them before. We've all seen them. You can't stop them. So good luck to the Cats to try and stop that that running motion by the Giants. Look, they've got to step up, the Cats. They've got so many guys in and out of form. Just throw everything at it, Chris. And the Catters, I'm going to tip the Giants, though, up in Canberra.
Stay well, Gary, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.